is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast on this hashtag taco, or every day in my house, Tequila Tuesday, Lundy. Let's go ahead with tickets in hand and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, your favorite longer odds wager, and the baseline is plus 100 odds or greater. What do you got for me on this Tuesday, mi amigo?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go back to the well, something that we tend to do a lot. And the reason we are going to do this one is because last night, if you had wanted to play this, you would have been playing it at about a minus 115. And unfortunately, it did not hit. And that was looking for the Colorado Rockies on the road to screw up. But we're going to go right back to it tonight. Why? Because BetMGM is making it plus 105.
Ow.
For the Arizona Diamondbacks to cover the run line against Colorado. Folks, on the mound for the Rockies will be Austin Gomber.
The Goomba!
Austin freaking Gomber. Brad, in his last five starts,
yeah.
Mr. Gomber has given up 18 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly, folks. He's done five, he's done two, he's done three, he's done four, he's done four. Heck, you can keep going. Four, five, four, eight, four, three. The numbers just keep going. Okay, it's the Rockies. It's what they do. We also know that if you follow the trends over the course of the season, frankly, anytime the Rockies manage to pull something off on the road, they almost always shit the bed right afterwards.
Yeah.
So with all of that in mind, and the fact that BetMGM is going to give us plus 105, and by the way, this is minus odds, for example, at DraftKings, okay? Mm-hmm. It's even money right now at ESPN. It's even money at FanDuel, but it's plus 105 at BetMGM. I think, frankly, that's going to wind up moving here at some point. But the guy, all he does is give up earned runs. I do not see the Rockies being able to hang with the Diamondbacks the way that they did last night. Rockies put four on the board. We're up 4-1 and then lost 5-4.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And lost on a run scored on a wild pitch, because that's what the Rockies do. So Brad, if they're going to give me plus odds, I'm jumping on that one right now while I can. Plus 105 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, the Colorado Rockies kind of reinventing an aptitude in various ways and how they are losing games. And we're going to have plenty more on the Slithering Snakes when we get to the countdown today, even the Team Huevos parlay play of the day in that same game. So stay tuned for those selections. Let's go to the NFL gridiron. Again, I love the milestones market being offered to DraftKings right now. And I think Joe Mixon's going to score at least 1,000 yards on the ground this year. That's plus 170. I work the shoulders and get seduced by that juice there at DraftKings, going from Cincinnati to a new locale in H-Town and somebody rocking, knocking the boots. That's what Joe Mixon's going to be doing in H-Town this season. The fact you're getting this significant plus money is a bit baffling. Love the over as well on the standard rush yards line, which is 850 and a half, but that's a minus money. And again, taking a step further, he has the easiest fantasy strength to schedule for a running back this season. I know he's got a projected bottom 10 offensive line, but he got C.J. Stroud. And he's got buku weapons to throw the ball to, whether it's Dalton Schultz, a tight end position, whether it's Stephon, can you digs it? Hell yes, C.J. Stroud can. Coming over from Buffalo, where they got Tank Dell, we already have made a splashy TD reception in the preseason. Nico Collins throwing in there as well. It's just an embarrassment of riches. That's going to lighten a lot of the fronts. And you look at Mixon, he was still top 15 in total missed tackles force last season and also top 15 in yards created as well in total. I think it's going to be north of 70% of the opportunity share. It's not like Damian Pierce is making a whole lot of noise so far in early exhibition play. The coaching staff has said, quote, he's an absolute workhorse, end quote. That was Bobby Slowick, the OC. So put all together, I say Joe Mixon fixing to do some damage on the ground, 1,000-plus rush yards, assuming he stays upright at plus 170 there at DraftKings.
By the way, I'm fading you on this one. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I kind of figured he would.
I don't think he's getting to 1,000. I think he's going to flirt with it. I think he can get to 9 bills. I'm a little worried about the 1,000 only because of what you just said, man. Dude's got to stay on the field. All right. He's not always the best at that here. And I don't know if I trust it or not. So I just letting everybody know, fade.
Well, he's going to fade hard, and I am going to follow Joe Mixon on that 1,000 yards. With that, bet on the board, let's get after it with another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to the NFL again. Let's go to another interesting futures market, and that is Bear Down Chicago Bears. I'm drunk on the buzz. Caleb Williams looked amazing. I know it was against a bunch of Buffalo backups in the first exhibition affair, but man, the lasers that he was throwing, whether the sideline, the rollout, 26-yard connection to Cole Kmet, or for a first down, his very first completion in a thick cover to DJ Moore. The guy's got a frozen rope, and he was top 15 just completion percentage last season at USC, which isn't a school the sisters of the motherless poor by any stretch of the imagination. I think the Bears, Lundy, are going to win at least 3 games in their first 5. And yes, that is a mark you can wager on at DraftKings right now at +215. Here is the opening 5-game slate for the Windy City representatives. Tennessee at home, likely victory there. At Houston, probable loss. So you're going to go 1-1. At Indy, 100% a coin flip matchup. Could go either way, but I don't think it's going to matter because I think they're going to beat the Rams after that at home at Soldier Field. And then the lowlights, that are the Carolina Panthers. So you look at Mike Clay, he gives his team a 50% or greater win probability to take 4 of those first 5 games. And they can lose a couple, and you still cash in. Bears got him a borderline top 10 offensive line. They got him a borderline top 10 overall defense. All the upgrades on offense. DeAndre Swift in the backfield is probably going to work in concert with Khalil Herbert. He's still got Kmet coming back at tight end. Gerald Everett is also going to be in the mix there. Then they look at the wide receivers. Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, who were newcomers, and DJ Moore, a king of consistency. And you've got the electric arm of Caleb Williams. Put it all together. I say the Bears, at a minimum, are going to start off 3-2 to begin the 2024 NFL season at +215. Lundy, a little bit earlier payday. If this pans out, fade or follow.
God, you are drinking the Kool-Aid. You are worth.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. I have been in pain and misery as a Bears fan since 85. It's been bad.
Well, yeah, but you're worse than the Broncos fans around here in Denver with Bo Nix, man. I mean, it's
I kind of like Bo Nix.
It's I know, but it's a little crazy, man. It's little crazy here in Denver. Right. I just want to, I'm like, everybody calm down. Everybody just relax a little bit. When it comes to Bo Nix, he will be your week 1 starter, by the way.
Yep.
Which was a foregone conclusion. Please do not listen to Sean Payton and his quarterback battle, that he keeps talking about, because that's not going to happen. Look, to me, this all comes down to the Colts game. It really does. I think if the third game of the season against the Colts can be a victory, then you're going to cash this one. If not, you're hosed.
Losing at home against the Rams? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, okay. I think they could lose that game. That's why I'm saying I think you need the Colts game in order to feel good about it, is my point. It's not necessarily that they can't beat the Rams, because they could. They could wind up beating the Rams, especially because it's at home. But I think if you can get that Colts victory, if you get the opening game and then you get the Colts victory, now all you got to do is sit back and win one of those two. I actually like this because I think it's got a good enough payday that it's worth the risk. And to your point, I don't have to wait until, like, you know, March to get paid.
Full admission here, Lundy. My Bears bias, it's bleeding through.
Number 4.
Numero cuatro here with a feed 5 countdown. Let's go with the diamond, and let's get a single player prop on the board. And I like this at a lighter juice, still a minus money, -105, available at BetMGM. I said we're going to be picking on the Colorado Pebbles because they're going to get pulverized. Well, here's another market to take advantage of. Corbin Carroll, give me the over on 1.5 HRR for the uneducated. Attendance, that's hits plus runs plus RBI against those Rockies. Again, minus 105 there at BetMGM. It's been a bit of a sophomore slump season for Corbin Carroll. He's only batting 219 on the entire year, but that batting average is starting to tick up. He has gone over 1.5 in the HRR in 7 of his last 8 games. And Luddy, get this, he's done this. He expanded a little bit further in 18 of his last 21. So he has been money in the bank. The fact that you're getting this at minus 105 is a bit baffling. You already mentioned the Goomba, who is going to be on the mound. He gets smushed all the time. That's Austin Gomber. A nice little history here between these two on the Corbin Carroll side. He's 4-for-8 lifetime with a double to his name. Yes, he's only batting .188 against southpaw pitchers, but hitting .292, and that's rather robust over the last 7 games. And also with a .782 decent mark there, OPS against the Rockies this season. I say Corbin Carroll goes over 1.5 HRR. I think he gets a hit. And I think he scores at least one run, minus 105 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
Oh, the problem I've got here. No. I mean, we're gonna bet this one. The problem I have is I still have a bitter taste in my mouth last night, courtesy of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And it's not because of the run line. It is because, all right, I'm sitting back. I'm like, okay, you're not really going to put Ketel Marte in the lineup unless you're feeling good about him. And that he can go. And so I had an HRR bet as part of a parlay with Ketel Marte, and he was the only leg that I missed. Why? Because he did one at bat, and then they pulled him immediately at first base. Clearly, he is not 100%. I don't know what ass clown decided to go ahead and put him in the lineup, and I was the ass clown that trusted the fact that he was in the lineup to be able to pull off that HRR, especially against the Rockies. So that one really pissed me off because, again, It took him one run down the first baseline to realize that he wasn't 100%. You couldn't figure that out before the game. That would have avoided that leg. I would have gotten paid on the rest of the parlay. No, you got to leave his ass out there. So right now, I'm pissed at Arizona. However, he should be able to get this done because for sake, it's Corbin Carroll and it's Austin Gomber.
Yeah, precisely. Who will not be Krusty the Clown? Indeed, Corbin Carroll.
Number 3.
Newport Reyes, let's stay in the HRR market, shall we? And let's go to a battle in Baltimore, a battle of the Beltway between the Washington Nationals and the Baltimore Orioles. Give me C.J. Abrams on the over 1.5 HRR, minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. Why am I backing this? Well, he has done some damage against LHPs this season. He's facing one. And the recently acquired Trevor Rogers coming over from the Miami Marlins to Baltimore. Rogers a 4.32 ERA in his last 5. Pitched a little bit better by his very low standard, but a guy that is often very touchable by the opposition. You look at Abrams against southpaw pitchers this season, batting .284 with a .783 OPS. Going to be batting in the leadoff spot. Decent history against Rogers. He's 1-for-5 lifetime, and of that one hit, it was a round tripper. Now, he's only batting a .169 barf over the last 30 days. But you look at Rogers, his last 12 innings pitch, he's given up 10 hits against the Washington Nationals. And on the season, a 44.5% hard hit rate. I say Abrams, even if he gets one knock, it could be over a fence, it could split a gap. And with his speed, he can leg out a double, maybe even a triple. And I cash in, hopefully, with somebody then knocking him in. So C.J. Abrams over 1.5 on the HRR against the O's. Minus 120 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fader follow.
Another one that I like. Good setup here for him. And again, we're talking about get on base, let somebody bring you around to touch home. That is one of the best ways you can play it with C.J. Abrams. And in a lot of cases, it's the way that you can play just about anybody if they're hitting in the number one, the number two slot, maybe the number three. Not a bad way to be able to play him, especially HRR. Better opportunities to be the run that scores, and an easy way to be able to chalk this one up. HRRs right now, especially for guys that are on some of the teams that are just like, we're just trying to finish. Is it over yet? Is it over? Is it October yet? Nope. Because there are some teams that are already working their way towards that. Although, I don't know what the hell happened to the Southsiders yesterday.
Yeah, that was utterly bizarre. What the hell, Yankees? I mean, that is the embarrassment of embarrassments, getting their clocks cleaned by the White Sox for their fifth win since July 1st. What the hell was that?
You lost by 10. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's an embarrassment, which probably means we should be betting on every Yankee possible today that's going to come out and try to erase that taste from their mouth.
Well, just take Aaron Judge for a home run. They have the home run profit surge right now at DraftKings. Smash that opt-in button and lay action on the judge, jury, and executioner in that matchup. Hey, you want additional action on top of the Aaron Judge and all the other nonsense that we're spewing here on the Fade 5 podcast? Go to thegamingjuice.com. Right now, it's absolutely free. We got our NFL Gamers Guide. It's essentially a living fantasy football draft kit. I've got some player prop action in there as well. All season previews on every single NFL franchise, some strategy pieces around auction slash salary cap drafts, also just traditional snake drafts, the three tips I live by there. Oodles of content. And again, you don't have to shell out a single dime. Rolling out new pieces every single day at thegamingjuice.com. Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson also previewing all of the major conferences in college football with their favorite selections. Lundy's got a spreadsheet living on the site. We got a ton more of additional content. It's more than just football, though. Football really is the primary focus right now. So go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up today. Click Converse in Cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. I was taken aback when I saw this at a very buyable minus 110 juice. And I pulled this one at DraftKings. This Javier Assad of my Northsiders lost a heartbreaker last night. They were down 8-3 in C-Town against the Guardians. Called all the way back, tied it in the eighth at 8-8, and then gave it up in the bottom of the eighth, and unfortunately could not score the top of the ninth and lost 9-8. So two games still below 500, still have a fighting chance here in the NL wildcard, especially with the schedule upcoming, but they have got to take this series against the Guardians. But Assad, I'm a little bit worried about his command. I'm going to take the over on 1.5 walks for Javier Assad, as Lundy is frozen there against the Guardians at a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And he's back! And the reason why I like Assad on this, I know Cleveland is a high-contact team. They don't walk a ton. That's been their story the entire year. Though they're not dead last. They're not even bottom five in base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks. They're number 20 in that category, earning that free pass 7.4% of their plate appearances. Here's what's nutso about this. Assad has done this in 12 of his last 15 starts, a guy with a 4.12 walks per nine overall. Though he's been better on the road, that number skimming off a considerable amount at 3.08 away from Wrigley. But still, I think he's going to miss a couple of spots. He's going to issue a pair of base on balls. That's why I'm taking the over 1.5 walks on the Tijuana native against the Cleveland Guardians, a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings. Lundy, if you're still here, Vader follow.
Hey, I'm back. or maybe I don't know, because I'm here on the camera, and then your face was great. It was stuck like this. So that was, that was pretty good. It would make a good avatar for you. Yeah, I'm surprised at only minus 110 on this one. So it's another one where I think you're getting a little bit of a bargain. It's a worthwhile bet just on that alone. And then we're just going to hope that can he walk somebody in the first inning? Can we take away a little bit of the bet sweats here and get it out of the way in the first inning, maybe in the second, so that all we're doing is waiting for that second one and we're cashing? Minus 110 feels pretty good.
Base all balls, bank on it with Javier Assad.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. A little ray of sunshine. We featured him as a number one play a couple of weeks ago at plus money and strikeouts, and that one hit. So let's double on down yet again. Colin Ray of the Milwaukee Brewers over just 4.5 strikeouts, taking on the LA Dodgers there in Milwaukee. That's an even juice, plus 100 there at BetMGM. Look at the Dodgers, middle of the pack in strikeout rate the last couple of weeks at 23.5%. That's number 15 in Major League Baseball. I know Mookie is back in the lineup, and he entered with a whole lot of thunder last night, hitting a home run. But again, you look at Colin Ray, a guy who has been shockingly a strikeout machine of late. Now, this season, 3.69 home ERA, okay, decent there. Only a 7.97 K per nine in those home rotation turns. But over the last four games for him, a 1.57 ERA, and his K per nine has skyrocketed to 11.74 over those last four starts, 9 Ks, 6 Ks, 8 Ks, 7 Ks. So greatly out-distancing the 4.5 needed. His called strike percentage is really climbing on the year now at 19.2%. So break out the brush and paint the corners, and I believe he will, against the Dodgers. And Colin Ray, my number one play of the day, hits the over on 4.5 strikeouts, plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Liking some plus odds today. Good call on this one with Ray to get the 5Ks against the Dodgers. If you were on the road, I wouldn't touch this one, obviously. Yep. But when it comes to starting pitching, you know that I feel more comfortable when guys are at home, unless that home is Coors Field. But beyond that, when they're pitching at home, I feel a lot better about it. That's what you've got with Ray. And the fact that you're getting even money, not a bad choice here in this one. Could also be one that you could alt market it down if you wanted to, pair it up with a couple other pitchers to be able to hit the props, whether it's a walk, whether it's strikeouts. You could probably find your way to build a 2-3 legger that'll get you into plus odds as well if you wanted to bring this down even to just a flat four.
Yeah, I don't even think we're going to have to do that. I think it's going to be Cinco de Mayo. We're going to reach the dinero profiting way with Colin Ray. On top of that, let's work in some additional action. It's bonus time! Lundy, you're probably not going to look at the futures market in the NFL or college football because you don't remotely care, because you'd like to get paid instantaneously. You need that gratification. So I'm sure you got a lot of additional bets in baseball. Serve me up.
Let me give you a couple more that we've got. I'm going to be relatively brief just because I can see a little icon on my screen that says that my internet connection is not all that strong. And so I'm going to go with this. Let me roll over to the aforementioned Nationals and Orioles game that you were talking about when you were looking for CJ Abrams. I'm going to play the under on Jake Irwin for his total outs. Mm. It sits at 17.5. It is juiced up. It's about a minus 130 at this point. Part of the reason that I'm looking for that with him, he hasn't done this in his last three starts. And two of those starts were at home, and he's still not making it to the six inning mark. If you go back a month and a half, he was doing this at least on a semi-consistent basis, but three straight starts, he has been getting pulled before he hits that full six inning mark. I think that happens again against this Baltimore team as he's on the road. So I'm going to play the under on him, 17.5 outs. Over at DraftKings, Brad, one of the things that has become popular here over the last, 3 or 4 weeks or so, is when it comes to the home run markets, they have created the either or market when it comes to home runs, where they take two guys in a game, the juice comes way down, but they say you're going to hit if either of these guys hit a home run in the game. So I want to give you an example from last night, as a matter of fact. I had a feeling Royce Lewis was going to go yard. I had a singular bet on Lewis to go yard, but I also backed that with an either-or bet where it was Royce Lewis and Byron Buxton. If either one of those guys went yard, it brings the juice way down. For me, I want to say it was right around like a plus 205, to give you an example. I cashed in on both of those, but one of the things you can do is you can say, all right, I got a feeling about either one of these guys. Brad, when it comes to the Atlanta Braves, have we not talked about this for 2 years? It's like you bet on Riley and Olson does it. You bet on Olson and Ozuna does it and all
right.
That. So frankly, this kind of a bet plays sort of nicely with teams that you know have got offensive power, but that maybe sometimes you're not exactly sure where on the lineup that power is going to come from. So here's what I'm going to do for this evening at plus 215 at DraftKings. Austin Riley, Jorge Soler. Give me either of those guys to go yard. Yes, they are on the road at San Francisco. Yes, San Francisco is a pitcher's park and not necessarily a hitter's park. But there are two, actually three, reasons I'm going to give you for why I like this. First and foremost, Austin Riley has three home runs in his last six games. So he's got a hot bat that is rolling right now. Second reason I like it. Remember, this was Jorge Soler's home up until about a month ago before he went to Atlanta. So yes, it is a pitcher's park, but I'm going to take a hitter that knows that park really, really well. Reason number three, these are two of the highest rated guys at batters-box.com yep. for today, including an incredible scorecard when it comes to a fastball matchup. So if somebody puts an egg over the plate, I think it's highly likely that one or the other of these guys, maybe both, but I'm going to take the safe route, plus 215 at DraftKings if either of those guys can go yard tonight. And remember, last night's game, 1-0 in extra innings. So maybe we'll see a little bit of a reversal of fortune. You've also got Kyle Harrison on the bump for the San Francisco Giants. And so I think this is a good favorable matchup for a lot of the guys, frankly, on the Braves lineup, but in particular, those two. And I already outlined why. I told you that I like Arizona on the run line. A couple other teams that I like to win, but that I may sprinkle something on the run line. The Cincinnati Reds at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. I would definitely play the Reds on the money line, but I'm very tempted to play it on the run line. And so I may sprinkle a little bit of something on that one. And then the same thing with the Padres at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates this evening as well. I think the Padres win, and they might cover on the run line. So more than likely, what I'm going to wind up doing, folks, is building a three-leg parlay that has Cincinnati, Arizona, and San Diego just on the money line. And then I will likely take all three of those on the run line and then throw like a quarter unit bet on that one just in case each of those teams runs away with it. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, yeah, I love that call, that three-leg money line parlay you're tossing out there. Hey, guess who's back? It's the Colorado Rockies and the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, as I tease the top of the show. We have been pulverizing the pebbles this entire broadcast, so let's do it again, shall we, and drop another elbow on them on this SGP. Come with me. If you are buying what I am selling, like numero uno, give me Arizona straight up on the money line. Like numero dos, give me Eduardo Rodriguez over 5.5 Ks. That's the standard line. And leg numero tres, give me the alternate total on the over, just 3.5 runs. Arizona may do this by themselves. That is plus 160. And I built this, by the way, at DraftKings Sportsbook. To go back to Arizona money line, they're 6-2 straight up against Colorado in their 8 matchups this season. The Diamondbacks are 8-2 straight up in their last 10, and 8-2 in their last 10 at home. On top of that, Colorado's been miserable on the road. We'll document it on this podcast for the entire year. 3-7 in their last 10 games on the road, and they're 4-6 their last 10 overall. And on top of that, Arizona numero uno in WRC Plus here the last couple of weeks. They're going to continue to swing the hot sticks. Leg numero dos, Eduardo Rodriguez over on the 5.5 Ks. And his return to the rotation against the Cleveland Guardians just a few days ago, he had an 18.5% called strike percentage in that game. And over 5 2/3, he had 9 punch outs against the Guardians. Again, who don't strike out a ton. That's not the formula for the Colorado Rockies. They swing and a miss all the damn time. Number two in K rate at 28.3% over the last couple of weeks. I say Rodriguez strikes out at least a half dozen. And leg numero tres on that alternate over 3.5 runs. As I mentioned, Arizona number one WRC plus the last couple of weeks. Colorado way down less than number 27 in that category. They may score a run or two. It's not like Rodriguez is untouchable. And you already mentioned Gomber and how god-awful he has been this season. On the road, 5.37 ERA. And last four games, 6.52 ERA. So to recap, team, Huevos Parlay Play of the Daytime, SGP in the desert, Arizona Moneyline. Eduardo Rodriguez over 5.5 strikeouts, and the all total of the game over 3.5 runs, plus 160 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Absolutely love that one. And I got a couple more plays for you. Oh, I'm laying a little
Smoochie, my boy. You say Kikuchi. I'm going to take the over on 7.5 strikeouts at a +115 juice. Pull this from BetMGM. He's taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. The only team, Tampa, worse than the Colorado Rockies the last 2 weeks in strikeout rate are them. They are 28.6% in that category. So a lot of swings, a lot of misses, a whole lot of whiffs. And hey, look at Kikuchi now with the Houston Astros, 11.14 K per nine. That's what he has on the road this season. And last time he faced his Tampa club, it was early this month. It was back on August the 2nd. He had a season high 11 strikeouts in that game. He has been over in four of his last six. He's got a 29.6% call plus swinging strike rate on the year. All the kisses on Kikuchi, baby. All that over 7.5 against the Rays, especially at that +115 juice. And a quick fire last play for me.
Really no reasoning behind it except that Gunnar Henderson is a little two-layer. Give me the over 1.5 on HRR. He is number 2 on batters hyphen box, and he's had multiple hits in back-to-back games. So I'll take that over a 1.5 HRR for him in that Beltway matchup against the Nats. And then give me Philly to take the game straight up there on the money line. They're going up against the Miami Marlins. I don't really trust Taijuan Walker a whole lot, but I think the bats are going to be rapping in that game, given the young arm whose name I cannot pronounce, who was on the bump for Miami. So you put those hands together, and I built that, by the way, at BetMGM, a cool +140. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, pay to follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy and myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account, you jackals. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.